Sleep is a primary performance and recovery tool for Ironman triathletes. Its quality and quantity directly affect neural drive, muscle repair, glycogen replenishment, immune and endocrine function, cognition, reaction time, endurance, and injury risk. Elite and sub-elite athletes rely on sleep as their main recovery method, yet many do not get enough. Athletes generally need more sleep than the average adult. While the National Sleep Foundation recommends 7 to 9 hours for adults, adult athletes should aim for 8 to 10 hours, elite athletes for 9 or more hours, and athletes in heavy training blocks may need an additional 1 to 2 hours. Research from Stanford Sleep Disorders Clinic found that athletes who got extra sleep performed better, felt more alert, and had improved mood. Sleep problems are common. 50 to 80% of elite athletes report poor sleep, and 22 to 26% have serious sleep issues. About 39.1% of athletes sleep less than 7 hours per night, and college athletes experience poor sleep on roughly 3.8 nights per week. Among triathletes, 62% of males and 53% of females sleep only 6 to 7 hours per night, which is below the level needed for peak performance. Sleeping less than 7 hours increases stress hormones, slows glycogen regeneration, and reduces muscle repair. Quality sleep improves post-exercise recovery, restores immune and endocrine function, boosts cognition, improves metabolic function, and lowers injury risk. It also helps maintain hormonal balance. Poor sleep raises cortisol and reduces glycogen storage, which impairs training progress and recovery. Neural drive is the nervous system's ability to activate and coordinate muscles for movement and force production. It includes signal intensity, motor unit recruitment, muscle activation timing, force generation, and movement accuracy. Poor sleep disrupts this process. It reduces motor control precision, weakens neural activation, slows reaction time, and lowers force output. The performance effects are measurable. After sleep restriction, maximum work rate can drop by up to 15 watts during a 30-minute effort at 75% of maximum power. Heart rate rises during submaximal exercise, increasing from about 167.1 to 171.3 beats per minute after 9 minutes, a rise of about 4.2 beats per minute. Ventilation increases from about 141 to 157.5, and lactate accumulation is higher at the 9th and 20th minutes. After 30 hours without sleep, muscle glycogen concentration falls from about 310 to 209 mmol per kilogram of dry weight, substantially reducing endurance capacity. Sleep loss also impairs cognition. It reduces attention, memory, executive function, and the ability to maintain optimal response levels. Simple and choice reaction times slow after just one poor night and worsen further after 30 to 64 hours without sleep. Working memory and visual scanning efficiency also decline. In sport-specific terms, sleep-deprived athletes can show large drops in accuracy. One cited example is a 53% decline in serve accuracy. Sprint performance can also worsen, and decision-making becomes less reliable, increasing risk during technical race segments such as descents, transitions, and crowded race environments. For Ironman triathletes, sleep deprivation is especially damaging because the sport demands sustained aerobic power, technical skill, pacing judgment, and mental resilience. Sleep debt makes exercise feel harder, lowers aerobic and anaerobic power output, impairs technique, and increases injury risk. Athletes who sleep well in the week before competition perform better mentally during races. Optimizing sleep requires consistency and environment control. Athletes should maintain regular sleep and wake times, aim for at least 9 hours when possible, and use a wind-down routine. Helpful habits include avoiding electronics about 1 hour before bed, limiting caffeine after noon if sensitive, and avoiding high-intensity training close to bedtime. If adjusting bedtime, shift it gradually by 10 to 15 minutes every few days. The sleep environment should be cool, dark, and quiet. A room temperature of about 18 degrees Celsius or 64.4 degrees Fahrenheit promotes deeper sleep. Complete darkness supports melatonin production, minimal noise reduces disruptions, and removing electronics prevents blue light exposure. If sleep does not come within about 20 minutes, leaving the room can help reset the association between the bedroom and rest. Pre-race sleep strategy is important. Race anxiety can disrupt sleep, but research suggests that getting about 4.5 hours of sleep before competition may affect perceived effort more than actual physical performance. Athletes should arrive early to adapt to time zones, use morning sunlight to reset their body clock, and bank sleep by adding extra rest in the weeks before competition. A 30-minute nap can improve performance after short sleep, as shown by improved 20-meter sprint times in athletes who had slept only 4 hours. Relaxation methods, such as progressive muscle relaxation or 4-7-8 breathing, can also help calm pre-race nerves. A practical rule is to add about 1 extra hour of sleep for every 10 hours of weekly training. Sleep tracking can help athletes make better training decisions. Modern wearables and smart bedding systems monitor movement, heart rate variability, blood oxygen, body temperature, and respiratory rate. Current devices are highly accurate at detecting sleep. Wrist-worn devices show more than 90% sleep detection accuracy, ring-based devices about 96%, and smart bedding about 94%. Wake detection is less reliable, ranging from about 50 to 65% for wrist devices, 65% for rings, and 57% for smart bedding. Sleep data should be interpreted as trends, not single-night snapshots. Tracking over 14 to 28 nights provides a clearer picture of recovery. Key metrics include total sleep time, sleep efficiency, deep sleep duration, and consistency. Devices can help identify training readiness, optimal times for intense workouts, recovery needs, and possible overtraining signs. However, wearables are tools, not absolute measures. The best approach combines device data with how the athlete feels, training performance, and screening tools, such as the athlete sleep screening questionnaire. Additional research highlights the stakes. Sleep-deprived basketball players showed a 50% drop in shooting accuracy, while those sleeping 10 or more hours improved accuracy by 10%. Elite cyclists experienced about a 10% reduction in time to exhaustion, roughly 37 seconds, after sleep loss. The critical takeaway is that sleep is not optional for Ironman success. It is as important as training, nutrition, and mental preparation. Poor sleep sabotages glycogen replenishment, neural drive, endurance, cognition, and safety. To perform at their best, triathletes should prioritize 8 to 10 hours of sleep, protect sleep consistency, optimize the bedroom environment, use pre-race sleep banking and napping strategies, adapt to travel, monitor sleep trends, and adjust training based on recovery.